It's time for us to introduce our Ticket Stock 2013 headliner, a five-time NBA champion, two with the Pistons, three with the Bulls. He led the NBA in rebounding seven consecutive years. No one else has ever done that. He was a two-time Defensive Player of the Year, many times selected to the all-defensive team in the NBA. And all of that eventually led to enshrinement into the Basketball Hall of Fame in 2011. Ladies and gentlemen, Dennis Rodman. Thank you for being here. What do you think of Ticket Stock so far?
It's cool, man. It's cool. I used to live here for like 28 years, and a lot of guys know me about my construction company, Rodman Excavation. I used to own it for 19 years. I sold it like 5 years ago, so, you know, it's kind of cool.
Well, good. Well, it's
What's your name?
I'm Craig.
Craig? Who's Gordon?
Gordon's at the end.
Uh-oh.
Have you been told to watch out for him?
No, I'm not worried about Gordon. Hey, Gordon, let me ask you one thing. Where's he at?
He's the one with
down
the
here.
Beard.
What white guy?
Yeah, he's the white guy at the end. Yeah.
Which white
that
guy?
White guy right there?
Wait, we need to fix your mic first. This guy's name is Killer, and he's going to fix your microphone.
Cool, baby, cool.
Is it turned around or anything?
It's okay.
It's good, okay.
Is that black? Cool, that's good.
Okay, that's Gordon.
So, your name is Gordon? I know. Guess what, Gordon?
Yes. Okay, there I am.
Are you good, baby?
Yeah, you can't hear me in your headphones, but they can hear me out there. There we go.
It don't matter. I can see you, right?
Uh-huh.
Yes, so why do you think you're important?
What? I'm not important.
Seriously, why do you think you're important?
Oh, we can't say that.
Don't do that.
Dump that.
And I understand it's the Bible State, you know, Texas, San Antonio, Austin, all that crap right there. El Paso, you know, come on across the border, guy. So it's all good. Yeah, you know, either way, I heard that you're a pretty good guy, right?
I am a good guy.
Right, cool.
In my life, I'm a good guy. I don't know about on the air.
So what do you think about Mark Cuban?
What do I think about him?
We think about Mark Cuban. He just team up, didn't he? He just said, screw it. I'll be a superstar.
Well, right? I thought you were friendly with Cuban. I mean, when you lived with him in his back house,
dude,
and all
seriously,
that, how did that go?
In his backyard, dude, seriously, I lived the greatest life that any athlete can live, man. I have more girls back there every night. Are you kidding me? Oh, yeah, you're right, dude. And guess what, dude? I used to work out in the parking lot and all the crap like that. He said, you ain't got to go to games, Dennis. But guess what I said? But these four girls got to get home. Okay? So, you know, I ain't got no money. You got all the money, Mark Cuban. So, you know, but it's a good thing, man. It's a good thing. You see a lot of people here. Guess what? I see a guy right there, number 70 right there, because why did he get number 70 for me?
Why is that?
Why? Thank you.
69 plus one.
I said, no, because I had 69. I was coming out the tunnel. 69, it said you can't wear that, Dennis. So I had to change the number 70. That's why.
Really?
Why would you want the number 69?
Just because, man. Come on.
Because why?
Just because, man. Guess what, brother?
Huh.
You sound very sexually charged.
I'm always sexually charged, brother. Now, those girls here. Come on, those girls here are sexually charged. Come on, guys.
All right, but Dennis, how old are you now?
I'm 52.
52.
No one believes that crap.
Yeah, but, I mean, you're above 40. You're north of 40, right?
I don't care about that. I wish like nonsense for me to have a good time, right?
Right, we're here
to have a good time, right?
But I'm curious about this, because after 40, they say a man's libido starts going down, going south. Have you noticed that in your Dennis Rodman life?
No, I'm just asking most of the guys. You know, once you get that whole like erection first, the first one.
Yeah.
The second one's kind of hard to get, you know how it works. You know, it's like, wait a minute, hold on, really? Come on. Guys know that, right? Guys know that, right? What the hell, you know, that first one is a mother scratcher. But that second one, you know how it is, don't you?
Yeah, that guy right there, that's Mike Ryan. Yeah.
I'm feeling you,
mother, you know how it is, right? Come on.
I'm feeling you,
come on, brother.
Hey, now tell us.
I'm from Oak Cliff, too.
Oak Cliff? Okay,
yeah,
good, baby.
Straight.
Good stuff, man.
All right, do you talk about the Madonna deal? Will you talk about that a little bit?
What about it? I used to
enjoy her body.
I sure did.
What was that like?
Was it just one time, or was it multiple times over a period of time?
Was it awesome?
Did you almost fall in?
Who's talking to me? not talking to me. This white guy, that white guy.
Yeah.
All right, answer that white guy first.
Okay. Yeah.
How many times?
How many times did you do? How long were you involved with her sexually?
3 years.
Oh, 3 years. I didn't know it went on that long.
Yeah.
All right, and then my follow-up question was, did you almost fall in? And I think that that's kind of in reference to the fact that she's experienced, but so are you.
I fell into your wife the other day, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Wow, really, guy? Really?
Yeah.
Really, guy?
Did you love her?
Really, guy? The one thing you can't do with me, honey, out of all the athletes in the world, mess with this guy.
Right.
I do one thing. You come at me, I come at you, brother.
You want to fight? You want to fight?
I come at you, brother. I come at you, brother. Either way, baby. Do one thing. I would ask you one thing. You could ask me anything in the world. If I could ask you anything in the world.
Well, I don't know about that. All right.
Ask me anything in the world.
I won't ask you anything in the world, but I will ask you this. Were you in love with her?
When?
When you were involved with her. Were you in love
with her?
I was basically...
We was attracted to each other. How about that?
So it was purely a physical thing?
Well, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. She was in that moment of love. And right now, she's doing very beautiful things right now. She's writing children's book. Her kids are very beautiful. She does very good things around the world.
Yeah. Yeah, because there was that rumor that she was really in love with you and wanted to...
Yep, I know. In San Antonio.
Really make it permanent.
Mm-hmm. In San Antonio. So, you know, she wanted to have a house down there with me in San Antonio, and I said no.
You got any kids?
Yes, I do.
How many?
Four. Only four.
Number of women?
Yes.
By
three.
Four kids, three women. That's your count, huh?
Yes.
That's a little... you're not as prolific as I thought you might be.
Well, my dad has... How many kids my dad have? What's he got?
Like 40 or something, right?
He got 48 kids in Philippines.
48 kids?
48 kids, yes. I'm the first one he's ever had. So
you're Filipino?
No, I'm Filipino. Filipino. Now, I'm just, you know, I'm not like that, guys. I'm a good guy, you know. Guess what? I like to have a good time. And most people like to have a good time here. And guess what? Always keep it safe and fun, man. You know, that's what my book's all about for kids and stuff like that. Always keep it safe and fun.
Dennis, you...
It's this white
one,
guy.
This white guy over here.
I know this guy for a long time.
That's Norm.
For years. I know this guy for years, man. He's a good kid, man.
You met your dad
right.
for the first time last summer. Is that correct?
First time.
In the Philippines.
Right.
He had left. You'd never seen him or met him. What was meeting your dad like last year?
Well, it was strange. I was in the Philippines, and I did a game over there. And he just showed up. And one of my associates said, Dennis, your dad's over there. I said, who? I don't call him dad because I never seen him. I seen him one time in my life in 52 years. And it's like more like he's right there, sitting right there. I said, I agree. And so all the players, Scottie Pippen, all the guys, Gary Payton said, don't go there. Don't do that. Don't embarrass yourself. I said, no, you know, I got to. Just because. Out of good faith, you know, just because. So I said, you know what? I told the people in Philippines, like 20,000 people. They said, that's my dad right here, guys. Respect and stuff like that. And after the game, he came back and said hi, and that was it. That's the last time I spoke to him.
Was there any regret on his part that he left, that he never knew you?
Well, I don't really think about that because I never figured I had a dad in the first place. You know, I was lived my life as independent. My mother worked her ass off for four jobs and stuff like that. And I called him as my friend. As my friend.
Mm-hmm. Did that teach you lessons? In your own fatherhood, that you had to be a lot more present for your children than he was for you?
Well, it's very difficult because today, if you look at society today, women are very, very, I don't know if I want to touch this subject very hard. It's difficult when you have a man and woman today as far as, you know, having a family, and someone that kind of goes their own way. It's hard for people to do one thing. We love the kids. The two people cannot say we love the kids. Forget each other. We love the kids. Let's do it for the kids. And it's very difficult. I went through that a couple months ago, my ex-wife, and it's very difficult.
Does that answer okay, Norm?
Yeah. It's good with me.
Good.
I knew Dennis years ago before he was Dennis.
How far back do you go with Dennis?
20-some years, Dennis?
20-some years, man. When I first went, like a
into
rookie.
Into the 80s?
In the 80s, man.
Yeah.
When I was a rookie, man.
Yeah.
You guys got any questions for me? You guys got any questions?
I bet you they have a lot of questions
You got any questions? You got a mic over there?
We have a roving mic.
Yeah, killer. Send somebody out with the mic.
Yeah, I got a mic over there. So I'm pretty sure they got questions.
Where are you living now, Dennis? You back in town?
I live in Miami, South Beach. I live in South Beach right now. I'm buying a house in Maui.
You still play ball at all? Pick up ball, anything?
Mm-hmm. I pick up my balls every morning.
Okay. All right.
Wow. Come on, guys. Really, guys? Really?
That was good.
Come on. That was pretty good, right?
That was good, yeah.
There you go.
You even got a 9.5 from the East German judge on that one.
There you go, baby. It's all love, man.
Hey, Dennis, are you going to continue with your plans for the Lingerie Football League? Is that a reality? Is that going to become a reality?
It was a lingerie. I did the Lingerie Bowl a long time ago. I started that. So if you could do the mic over there somewhere. Mm-hmm. I did a Lingerie Bowl like 15 years ago. And I stopped it, and I think Dick Buckus is doing it right now. I think he's the president right now, Lingerie Bowl. And I'm doing their topless basketball game now.
Topless basketball.
In Vegas right now.
I take it this is women.
Oh, yeah. Come on,
guys. Okay, just want to make sure.
That's women. That's women, baby.
He's full of lines like that. It's amazing. Okay, I think we got a mic out there. Who's got it? Question? Okay.
You got a question, guys. Yes.
Question.
I thought you were with someone who had a question.
Oh, here we go, the mountain man here.
This gentleman.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
That
Hold
means
on.
Bring the mic
Wait
over
the
to
mic.
Him.
Yeah. This guy's not used to technology, so.
Oh, my God.
All right. Oh, let's see if we can hear. Yes, sir.
Explain to the crowd why you are the greatest rebounder in the history of the NBA.
Well, I can explain that. You know, dude, it's, you know. You know, I love, everyone knows I love Ken Emotion because I shouldn't be here where I am today just because of certain things. I think if you look at rebounding as far as life, you know, it's like, wow, how I become the best rebounder at my size and my weight. Mm-hmm. I'm only 6'6 and 215. Most guys are like 7 foot, 270, 280. But it's amazing that, you know, you see the LeBrons, I love Michael Jordan, all the guys. All the guys that they can score, the Durants and stuff like that. But how many guys that's 6'6", 215, can lead the rebound 7 years in a row?
None.
Who does that? I mean, who does that? I mean, seriously, that's called commitment, right? That's called commitment, what you want to do, right? You do that hard, you do the dirty work. Guess what I always say? You do the dirty work, things will pay off in the end. It will pay off in the end. You think it won't do it now, but wait till the end. Because guess what? You have beautiful kids here running around here doing one thing, looking good, looking sharp. And the only way they're looking good, looking sharp, because you guys are doing it, right? You guys are doing it. They come in here loving life, man, loving life.
Do you think you were good at rebounding? This white guy.
I don't want to
was it because purely of
we all look alike.
Energy or was it energy purely or technique or both? What made you so good at it?
Just started the game. Just study. You know, everyone say that Michael Jordan's the best guy, the best athlete in the world. I played with a guy for 3 years and I played against him for like 9 years. Yes, he's the best guy, you know, because you know he won a scoring title 10 years in a row. You know how hard that is to do? I mean, 10 years in a row scoring title? That is so hard to do. That's hard to do. Magic couldn't do it. Bird couldn't do it. You name it. You know, even Chamberlain couldn't do it. Russell couldn't do it. All the great scorers couldn't do it. Well, Michael did it. So it's like, he's a good guy, man.
What was it like to play with him? Was he as hard on his teammates?
The white guy over there. Yeah.
White guy back behind.
was he rough on the teammates, or was it great to have a guy like that, a leader like that?
It's cool because we never had any fights. We had any arguments. We just played, man. Had a good time. We played. And if you look at those teams, if you look at those 3 years, you never see us bitching or complaining.
It just worked.
We just won. If you was a gambling guy, man, you'd probably be a millionaire right now.
Well, seriously. Michael Jordan was a gambling guy, and he is a millionaire, I think.
Well, you know, he's all right.
Whoa!
You know, now that you bring it up.
Whoa! Really?
We want
really?
To.
Really? Come on, really? Really, guy? Come on. Come on out.
Special shout out to all the kids here.
It depends on how drunk I am.
No, I'm just saying, though, if they can take Family Guy, they can take this. Okay, what the hell? Go ahead.
You know what? And I think that's a decent question for we can just kind of go around the round table. People answering that one.
Norm?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Okay. All right.
So did you?
I don't do the long neck.
Yeah. But wasn't that weren't you rumored to be that way?
I was going to be a gay guy, stuff like that. But you know what? I tell people all the time, I write books around the world, and you guys understand this. I have built my career up so much where you guys understand that I can do one thing. If I was gay, guess what? You guys wouldn't even care. Because you don't think I'm gay anyway. So I can do one thing. This is awesome, right? I can do one thing. I can do this. Take this shirt off right here, right?
Good Lord.
Right?
Look at that.
Right?
Look at that top.
I know, right?
It's like a mesh top you're wearing.
Right? Yeah. Right? Guess what? It doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter.
I wore something like that last night for the Time Waster show.
Did you?
I had a long black dress on. It was awesome.
Really?
I'm Lady June's is my alter ego.
Cool, right?
Yeah.
Good stuff, right?
I had to stuff my chest, though.
Yeah, that's cool, baby.
Didn't have much going on there. Right. Okay, so we were talking about, you know, a lot of athletes, stories every day of them blowing through their money. Have you been okay with your money?
I'm doing one thing, honey. I will never be broke.
That's good.
I will never be broke. Understand, I will never be broke.
Good.
Wasn't there a story recently about you having financial trouble, and was it completely inaccurate? You had, like, a lot of child support payments, a lot of women taking you to the cleaners on that?
Well, absolutely. So guess what? You know what? I was there in court, and the judge said that I didn't answer what the request is for. It's $800,000 a year, right? I'm asking anyone, who pays $50,000 a month for child support? I don't know anybody, right?
Right.
Nobody, right? No, I don't know. No. It's in case you have, like, 9,000 kids. 9,000 kids. But guess what, though? You know what's amazing? Have you heard anything about that anymore? It's done, right? It's done, right? I paid her $500,000. She's all good now. And guess what? I give her a month. This is in California. This is in California. It's in a public record. I pay her $3,000 a month. The judge said, you know what? Guess what? You're being greedy. Guess what? The kids, it's all about the kids. You want $25,000 a month. For what reason? You guys never lived together. You never did anything together. All you did was have sex. That was it. So we give you $3,000. Go home. That's what she said.
Uh-huh.
That was it.
So that's it. So you pay $3,000 for that kid.
That's. I pay $3,000 for two kids.
For two kids.
Boom. Wow. Wow, Mr. Gordon.
Yeah, I'm
Mr.
Thank
Gordon,
you, Dennis.
You're just a smart ass, huh?
Am I?
Boy, somebody really tipped him off about you.
I know. I am in his crosshairs.
But, in fairness,
Dennis,
his scouting is pretty good.
Dennis, years ago when you were here, as a late teenager, early 20s, Dennis Rodman was known as being almost painfully shy at times. Your sister was the basketball player in the family,
right.
Your sister Kim. When did that Dennis Rodman become this Dennis Rodman?
He knew me back in the day. My sister was All-American.
She could play.
She can play, right?
She can play.
They won three national championships. My little sister won two. My big sister won three. They thought I was supposed to be gay back in the day because I was so shy, stuff like that. But when I broke out, and nobody knows this, I was in Detroit, and it was amazing that, you know, I want to get traded. When I got traded, Detroit to San Antonio, those were my two best years I ever had in San Antonio, and nobody even knows that in San Antonio.
I know that. I'm a Spurs fan.
San Antonio, guess what? I have the highest average rebound in the history besides Chamberlain and Russell. 19.2 rebounds 2 years in a row.
Mm-hmm.
You believe me, it's amazing. Nobody believes that. It's like, wait, you do one thing. You want the Chicago Bulls, jersey signed, and the Pistons jersey. San Antonio, really?
What was the swim through Dallas like? What was it, 30 games, 40 games, something like that? What do you remember about that time?
Well, besides Mark Cuban doing one thing, want to be famous. But I remember this one thing. I was on Beltline Road, and he asked me to come in. He flew his G5 out to California. Come play for me. Okay, great. Came, played, all the guys got jealous of me. Dirk Nowitzki, Kidd, all those guys got jealous, so jealous. So I was at a Beltline Road at this place called the Craft Shack, and I got released on TV.
Oh, you saw it, that you had been released.
I got released on TV.
He didn't call you?
Nope. Not at all.
Did you finish your meal at the Crab Shack?
I sure did, bro. I don't care, bro. But he still owed me $4.5 million, bastard.
They give it to you for free?
I should.
They pick up the crab at the Crab Shack that day?
Dude, I had no problem with that, dude. Like I said, dude, there's nothing in the world going to deter me because guess what? I've lived life to the fullest. I love life. I love kids. I just love people in general. That is my life, man.
Even
life
me?
The one thing. Just love people, man.
Yeah, even him? Even Gordon?
I love Gordon. Gordon's good, man.
Yeah, I am a good guy. You and I ought to hang out, you know? we ought to dress like twinsies and go out on the town and hang out.
We can go to the manhole.
The manhole? What is that? You know some clubs I don't know.
Yeah, sure do. You go to the manhole, man.
I'll go to the manhole with you.
Okay, go to the manhole.
Okay. Yeah, we'll dirty dance.
There you go.
All right, we just got the high sign. It's time for you to sign autographs.
Well, whatever. Doesn't matter. Maybe here.
Oh, my.
Oh, okay. He says it doesn't matter, Cat. He wants to hang out. He's enjoying Gordon now, finally. So what's a typical day like for you? So you wake up in the morning in Miami. What's a day like for you?
Well, we wake up. Where's my son at? He's around somewhere. Where is he at? The black guy.
The black guy.
He's around somewhere. He's doing some stuff. But anyway, it's like, just wake up, man. We live on the beach, so it's like more like we get in the truck. We go to the beach. I check out my hotel. I got gay clubs. I got a couple of strip clubs there. But it's more like, you know, just hanging out at the beach, man. Right now it's 85 degrees. And spring break in Miami, man, it is awesome, man. It is awesome. You see more girls you can ever dream of, man. I'm like, wow, really? Why, what do you think, white person?
Yeah, Mike.
Pretty awesome. That sounds pretty awesome, man.
This guy.
Let's hang out, okay?
Oh, my God, yes, brother.
Would he, if you hung out with him on Miami Beach, would it help you or hurt you getting girls?
Oh, no, he's good. Which one? This one or that one?
Yeah, any of them.
Let's see.
I would help you. I would help you get women, right?
Really? You're cool. You're
yeah, because good. Basically they'd be so unattracted to me, they would be forced to go to you.
Oh, look at that sneaky guy. Look at that sneaky guy. Look at that sneaky guy, right? I know. I got your stuff.
All right.
Well, anyway, guys, you know what? It's a pleasure being here, guys. I hope you have a good time, guys. And do one thing. Take care of your kids. And do one thing, man. Stay healthy, wealthy, and wise, baby.
There you go.
Thank you, Dennis
Rodman.
Dennis Rodman signing autographs next year at Ticketstock, our headliner this year, Ticketstock 2013. We've got one more installment of this particular roundtable with this crew coming up next.